one of the few walled towns in existence, it had endured some of Ireland's most turbulent times and survived. These days, Siobhan took solace wherever she could get it. After 10 straight days of lashing rain, the sun was laughing down on them, creating good cheer, even in the begrudgers. Shopkeepers swept their footpaths, green thumbs tended gardens, and other folk simply turned their faces to the generous swath of blue sky. Children squealed and kicked balls and raced their bicycles through swollen puddles. Shoppers bustled along Sarsfield Street, calling into the market and the gift shop and the chipper and the hardware store. And of course, to Naomi's bistro. They would call out to one another, "Hello, hiya, and how are ya?" And everyone would answer they were grand. Siobhan had less than an hour before the lunch service at the bistro would begin. Given that children were tasting their first week of summer freedom, and it was a Friday to boot, they were going to be jammers. She picked up her pace as the shop was just over the hill. If her siblings found out she was sneaking out several times a week to visit a pink scooter, they would declare her a right nutter. Cows lifted their heads and chewed lazily as she panted by. Sheep bleated, and swallows streaked through the sky. Patches of gorse set the neighbouring fields aflame with their bright yellow heads, emitting the slightest scent of coconut. By the time she arrived at the shop, Siobhan was out of breath. She'd better stop eating so much brown bread at the bistro, or she would have to buy a coloured tracksuit and join the race-walking ladies in the morning. Surely their wagging tongues burned more calories than their aerobics. Siobhan laughed to herself and pushed the door to the shop open, hoping the jangle of the bell would disguise her laboured breathing. She looked at the counter, expecting to see Seamus Sheedy break out in his customary grin. Instead, there stood Niall Murphy. His dark hair, normally cut short, hung almost to his chin, giving him an unruly appearance. He seemed taller too, or at least more filled out. Even before the bad business with Billy, Siobhan had always felt on edge around Niall. Maybe it was his eyes, technically brown, but so intense, his pupils so enormous, that she always thought of them as black. She wasn't prepared for the shock. What was he doing here? It was impossible to look at Niall without a thousand dark memories swarming in. Just when she thought she was on the mend, there he was again, the sniper of grief, aiming a killing blow at her heart. Instantly, no time had passed at all. No time since that cruel morning, almost 1 year ago, when Niall's brother Billy got into his sporty red car, absolutely blotto, and slammed head-on into her parents. They died on impact. Billy was charged with drunk driving and sent to prison, and Niall took off for Dublin, where, for some reason, Siobhan had just assumed he would stay. She wanted to back out of the shop, but he'd already trained his dark eyes on her. Just then, Bridie Sheedy's head popped out from the other side of Niall. Seamus's wife was so petite, Siobhan hadn't seen her at first. "Hello," Bridie called out. "How are ya?" Despite an obvious attempt to sound cheerful, Bridie's voice wobbled, and Siobhan got the distinct feeling that she'd just interrupted something. What on earth was Bridie doing standing so close to Niall? The two of them couldn't be sneaking around, could they? Surely not. Bridie was mad about Seamus, despite their age difference. Everyone knew that. "Grand," Siobhan said, doing her best to avoid Niall's stare. "How are you?" "Not a bother." A smile broke out on Bridie's face, and this time it seemed genuine. With her head of brown curls and sparkling green eyes, Bridie's presence eased the tightness in Siobhan's chest a wee bit. Her smile didn't waver, but her tiny hand fluttered to her head, where she adjusted a knitted blue flower stuck in her hair, one she'd no doubt made herself. Bridie was always a walking advertisement for her homemade wares,